The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning, one and all, and welcome. It's Oliver Callan here, stepping into the big brogues left by Ryan. The Lord of the Toys is in Studio 4 at the moment, Television Studio 4, that is, as we speak. He's high on jelly babies and dreams and the fibres of brand new Christmas jumpers that they keep pulling over his head relentlessly. I presume that's what goes on at this hour of the morning on The Toy Show. A very Irish institution, ladies and gentlemen. Probably the last remaining institution that hasn't been hit by a scandal in this country. But it's only a matter of time. You never know what could happen. You might have a choir testing positive for performance enhancing Skittles and Fanta, or the tender for the Lego set goes way over budget, or the ride-on bit, you know, the children are all in the ride-on toys, the tiny tykes. That could be taken over by little culchies in toy tractors tonight, bringing the whole thing to a standstill over the price of turnips and whatever you're having yourself. And it is kind of climate-related toy show because it's out now. The secret is out. It is Frozen is the theme. It's in all the newspapers. Very nice job done on the Irish Sun this morning. The headline in the Star is Ryan's game for Olaf, because he's dressed up as the snowman in his opening number. So between Christmas jumpers and the snowman, he's going to be sweating. He's going to be sweating in that one. Now, don't be alarmed, by the way. Callan's Kicks is going ahead tonight. I'll be back down the road after this to finish the show. It'll be on your wireless at 6:30 this evening and on the podcast and all of that. And we do cover the toy show and we do cover other things as well. Not so much the British election. That's been kind of boring for us in terms of comedy because it just hasn't come alive for us. And maybe we've just had Brexit fatigue. I'm looking at RT.ie because last night the British elections had a debate on Channel 4 and an ice sculpture replaced Johnson on the debate. The Conservative Party has complained to the UK's communications regulator, Ofcom, after an ice sculpture was used in place of the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, during a Channel 4 debate. Well, he didn't show up. It was a discussion about climate change and they decided the ice sculpture would be the worthy replacement. Nigel Farage was also replaced by that. Now, it's this whole thing, the British elections, very important for us because it kind of charts our own future. This is where I can't help but, given what I do, be more concerned about the outcome for comedy rather than the effect on our actual world. Because 5 years of Boris Johnson, I take that, as we've described him, I think, on the show before, he's like the bold boy in your class who made a wish and woke up as an adult. Wah, 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 quavers is the catchphrase for him. Jeremy Corbyn, not so much. He's been printed out after the colour cartridge in your toner ink has been running low. And speaking of which, ladies and gentlemen, now is the printer of our discontent. I don't think we could have had Callan's Kicks this week without the story that has captured our hearts and the funny bones, Printergate. Even though I'm not a great fan of calling every scandal and controversy something gate. Ever since Watergate, I mean, we had Swinggate this year, we had Votegate. Surely we can come up with some new way of describing scandals. There's even, if there's a controversy, for example, involving an actual gate, what are we going to call that one? Gate. And there probably would be a scandal in Ireland, you know, fella leaning over the edge of a gate, saying something, saying the wrong thing, inopportune. Now, something else that caught our eye this morning in The Telegraph, mutton making a comeback because it's lost its cheap image. This is according to sheep farmers and butchers. It's making a comeback. Environmentally conscious people choosing to buy the older sheep meat, as butchers say, lamb, mutton and hogget. Not sure what hogget is, actually. Should be treated with as much reverence as beef. Now, the farmer who is quoted as promoting the idea of mutton, so you can cancel your goose and your turkey for Christmas, mutton is the woke meat, apparently. But he says here, this is the crux of it for me. He says, we have an aga, which many people here do in this country. So he puts a piece of mutton in at 12 o'clock at night and he has it in there for 12 hours to slow cook it. So it's grand if you're well prepared and you're going to do the 12 hours of cooking. He says it's amazing, it falls apart. 12 hours of cooking? I mean, we have a row in our house about whether to have spuds or not, because spuds take 40 minutes. I think it's a big commitment, and I've taken over the years to loving the skins on spuds just because I don't want to peel them. I have I've sad memories of peeling spuds. It's kind of one of those grim things. You wonder, is life worth going on if it's all about peeling potatoes and so on? Now, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, is a huge show in Ireland, believe it or not. It's really doing the big numbers. And in today's Irish Daily Mail, I'm reading about 32 complaints received over the alleged bullying by Ian Wright, the former Arsenal footballer, bullying our very own Irish comedian Andrew Maxwell on I'm a Celebrity. So he's clashed with the Dublin comedian, some fans claiming he's picked him 32 complaints, to be precise, on Tuesday night's episodes. Wright accused of Maxwell of not being cut out for success after the comedian celebrated a triumphant Bush Tucker trial by having a nap. He's been doing a lot of sleeping, a lot of complaining, a lot of yawning on the show. But bullying, is that really the case? Let's have a little listen to Ian and Andrew Maxwell going at it. This is about washing the delf on the programme.
What I'm saying is that because you know, right, we know you've got the stars. And the fact is, when you came back, because Caitlin wanted to do it, you went to sleep. Now, I'm just thinking... Just do it. It took 10, 15 minutes.
All right, OK. Well, I'll just do it in future.
Yeah, but Andrew, I'm just saying, we've got so much time to sleep.
Yeah, understood. All right. Yeah, that's right, dude. That's absolutely fine by me, man.
Yeah, but the only thing is, I remember doing
No, that's fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I don't want us to get into a situation where it's I'm festering thinking...
No, that's fair enough.
I love the way he kind of trolls him with a yawn halfway through that. He's been doing a lot of yawn. But I mean, come on, this is I'm a Celebrity. It's in the jungle. The young fella, he's from Kilbarrack, for God's sake. And he's out in Australia, of course. Any one of us will be yawning the whole way through. And also, it's Ian Wright, who's been a professional footballer all his life and his career, versus a stand-up comedian. Sure, they don't get up until the crack of noon, for goodness sake. So that's obviously what was going to happen. And now here's another clip of Ian having a go at Andrew about taking more food, because there's a little bit of tension about whether he's actually, whether he might be a little bit greedy.
What? He can't taste one?
To be honest.
Yeah, I think so.
What are you talking about?
I could taste it.
Jackie just tasted one. Andy just tasted it. Was tasting it.
But she wasn't cooking before.
What's that got to do with anything? We want you to find out if it's ready. So you're saying that people can't taste the food that we're stirring?
No, I'm not
stirring it, are they?
I'm not saying
anything. Why say anything then? What's wrong with you?
19th series of the show. It just goes on, and it probably doesn't help Andrew Maxwell's case that he has a kind of a resting, grumpy face. But I think he's just having a bit of fun with Ian. He's tough. He's a stand-up comedian. People have said much worse things to him on stages over the years. Don't worry about that. Now, on the discussion about lamb and hogget and mutton and all the difference. So lamb is less than a year old. A hogget is a sheep between 1 and 2 years old. Mutton is over two, so it's ancient in the agricultural world. Lamb, I really, really love lamb, but I just can't help thinking about their little faces smiling and looking at me. It reminds me of Babe. Remember that film Babe with the pig and all the talking sheep? The cuteness of it doesn't stop me eating it, mind you. Now, speaking of vegetables and eating, time was we only left carrots out on Christmas Eve as a vegetable for Santa's reindeers. But chaos as crowds root for Kevin the Carrot. This is the giant cuddly toy from Aldi. I'm reading the Irish Daily Mirror. Kevin the Carrot is causing havoc nationwide as excited Aldi customers are flocking to stores to nab the much coveted soft toy. And there's a picture from Youghal in County Cork, which is not far from where my mother's from, so I'm very familiar with Youghal. And there's lots of things to do in Youghal, but there they are, queuing outside the supermarket to get their hands on what could only be described as life-sized versions of the Kevin the Carrot you see on the TV ads. And there's somebody putting it into the back of a car here, three of them, and the size of them. It is absolutely... Now, do the kids even eat the carrots? Is questioned. And they might love the cuddly version of Kevin, who's a circus performer this year, but do they even eat it? And the toys are so massive, by the time you've stuffed some of them into your living room, I suppose it kind of doubles as insulation. So maybe there's a bit of an environmental thing there. But anyway, Kevin the Carrot is a thing. I was wondering if it was a thing last year, but there you go. It is a thing, apparently. Now, it's coming up to 14 minutes past nine. Let's have a bit of a song. I was told no Christmas music allowed this morning, even though it is International Toy Show Day. The moratorium remains, not just for by-elections. The moratorium is also for Christmas music. When does it start? The 1st of December? Is that the 1st June? December, we're like, which I kind of am for, but I wouldn't have mind playing out tune. But to get you up and kicking and ready to go, we have, I love this heart-stomping, rousing tune from Sinead O'Connor, Take Me to Church. Sinead O'Connor, Take Me to Church. If that doesn't wake you up and get you excited for the day, I don't know what was. I just love that tune. And it's great that Sinead, Shawada Sabakat, I think is her Islamic name that she's chosen. It's great to see her back. She's touring. She sounds great. And if you get a chance, there's an amazing interview between herself and Dave Fanning, which he did over the summer on 2FM. It's on YouTube. I listened to it there about half an hour. And he just gets so much out of her. It's kind of amazing. Of course, he knows her. And of course, it's Dave as well, of course, because it can go into different ways. That's the old Dave Fanning. Now, our texts are coming in on 51551. The thing about I'm a Celeb is many of the celebs are sucking up to Caitlyn Jenner. Cynical moi? Are they hoping for a Kardashian appearance after the show? At least Andrew is being himself. You see, you can be all the celebrity in the world, but audiences just know who's being sincere and who is being themselves. Oliver, we've been saying for the past few nights in our house that Ian Wright has been bullying Andrew. Andrew had responded by just shutting down, but decided last night to come back to himself. Totally agree. It's interesting, the interactions between the participants. That's from Maura in Cork. That's what it's all about. It's kind of Lord of the Flies. You plant them on the island, you stick a camera on them and you watch human activity unfurl. Andrew Maxwell may be stirring things up with a large invisible spoon. If so, he's doing a great job. He's making Ian Wright look like a right plonker. Go, Mr. Maxwell. And that's someone who's been watching so much I'm a Celeb that they're now speaking in a British accent. You right plonker. But I think you're dead right. And like I say, you can't fake being genuine and being yourself. And I think Andrew is in there. There hasn't been any eliminations yet, but that's coming soon. So we'll stomp ahead for Andrew. Now, one story which I forgot to mention. This is a headline which stopped me in my tracks this morning. Johnny Depp producing musical about Michael Jackson. It's from the New York Post. So, you know yourself. You know the New York Post. It's a bit of an ultra tabloid. In an unusual sequence of events, Johnny Depp is producing an unauthorized musical about Michael Jackson, told from the perspective of the King of Pop's iconic glove. Now, I've seen the poster for this musical. It's insane. It's a hand. It's the old, you know, he only wore one glove with a sequence on it. And there's a little smiley face on it. And we all know the connotations of Michael Jackson, the glove. It's a wild show, the New York Times calls it. For the love of a glove, an unauthorised musical fable about the life of Michael Jackson as told by his glove. So it's all about the forces that shaped Michael, the scandals. So it doesn't stay away from the scandals. But the actors go on the stage with life-size puppets of the Jackson 5, Donny Osmond, Corey Feldman and Bubbles the Chimp. This is the stuff of nightmares. This is the type of thing that now pops into my head if I've eaten too much cheese before midnight. It is just a horror. But anyway, there you go. That's actually the thing at the end that told me that there is a sanctioned musical called MJ heading to Broadway next year. So that's for fans who are still supporting Michael Jackson after the HBO documentary Leaving Neverland, speaking of nightmares. I'm one of the people who was able to kind of separate the art from the mess of the person. I think if you're not able to do that, you'd be canning a lot of stuff. But, you know, we have the choice. You have the choice. You can not listen to any of his music ever again if that's your view. The text is 51551. Ryan at rte.ie. Back after a handful of messages. And welcome back to the not Ryan Turberty show. Although I could pretend to be, you know, Ryan if you want. Yeah, wow. Toy show. Excited. Jelly babies. Whoa. Text coming in. The new printer story is far more stimulating than I'm a Celebrity. Boring, says Miriam in Clonakilty, which just gives me, you know, the feels for Clonakilty black pudding right now. Yes, we love the printer story. Obviously, Callan's Kicks is all about it today. We decided to give the printer a voice, actually. So the voice of the printer will be heard on the show this evening. And we also give the generic civil servant the old voice. I don't know why I always just default to civil servant sounding like this, you know. So the only way we could value for the printer now is if we started printing the money. Yeah, printing the money. That'd be lovely in between the custard creams and the Marietta biscuits. Now, back to the discussion about mutton. Hi, Oliver. When we were students, we used to turn the gas oven on low and go back to bed on Sundays. We had mutton chops, potatoes, carrots, onions with an oxo and water, very cheap and gorgeous, ready when we got up later. And that's from Maura. Well, yes, I mean, it sounds very wholesome. It sounds like a kind of a January meal, though, doesn't it, rather than a run-up to Christmas thing. But there you go. Mutton is back, it seems. Mutton chops. I mean, I've heard about people in maybe the 60s and so on struggling with mate and the price of mate. They used to boil ox tongue. But I just the look of the tongue when it comes in is just not very good for me.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. It's Oliver Callan here minding the shop for tubs, and I promise not to burn it down. Mutton really seems to have captured people's imaginations and their thoughts. Oliver, I've been trying to buy mutton for years without success, and I actually live in sheep country in West Wicklow. None of the farmers and butchers here seem to be willing to finish their ewes, or ewes if you prefer, which is part of the process. Where do I find my mutton? Because, of course, it is older sheep. Somebody will probably tell us, Peter, we hope. With the invention of the slow cooker, another texter says, cheaper cuts of meat like mutton go very well. But now, will they stay cheap? That's the question. Aha, will they stay cheap? Especially when they become trendy, you know, when things come trendy. Loving the show, Mr. Callan, even though you're from Monaghan and I'm from Cavan. Well, you know, we have that age-old rivalry all the time going. I always think Monaghan people have this lovely sense of themselves, and Cavan people, they're like people from Monaghan, but with notions, you know. That might prompt another one there. Hi, Oliver. I'm in my early 60s. This is about the drink that we spoke to about with Yvonne Hogan. I'm in my early 60s. I've never drank. Can't put my finger on the actual reason. I've been in local politics. I come from a big family. And God knows there's been many opportunities to drink. Even still, when people that knew and know this person so well, it's Walter, they're still astonished when they discover that he doesn't drink. They assume I've always drank. Well, that's the assumption in this country. They assume you've always drank from day one. And in actual fact, you get more praise if you've been a drinker and then given it up rather than if you never drank at all. That's just kind of a thing. It's the same with, I suppose, dieting or anything like that. Our texts, keep them coming in, 51551, ryan@rte.ie. One of my favourite albums of the year was Bruce Springsteen's. It's one of his best albums in many, many years. It's cinematic. It's about journeying on. It has a beautiful cover. It's a horse in mid-flight. Western stars. He actually did a cinematic version of it as well. And this is one of the most popular tracks on it. It's all about journeying. And if you're travelling or planning to travel for Christmas, it's right up your street. The Take the Tucson Train. And welcome back one last time. Good morning, Oliver. This is the text coming in. Loving Bruce and the chat with the CNN man from lovely Carrasaveen. To drink or not to drink, matters not. Go out and enjoy the evening or night. No judgment. Cannot wait for Callan's Kicks. What a week for satire. I agree with you. Have a good one, and a good one to you too, Anne in Longford. My husband thankfully recovered from a serious illness 5 years ago and was so glad to be well that he really looks after his health and is now in great health. He was never a big drinker but has now given it up, eats well, exercises. The only downside is people's attitudes. He's actually been insulted in company for being no fun. He doesn't judge anyone for drinking, so why should they judge him? Not easy to give up the booze in Ireland, I can tell you. I wholeheartedly agree with that text, I can tell you. I am 66. I love this one. I am 66, and I've always told everyone I'm a recovering alcoholic. They say fair play to you and then leave you alone. It's like you get respect. I have never had a drink in my life. That says Marion there. For people looking for mutton in Dublin, Higgins Family Butcher, Sutton Cross, has the mutton. So get down to your mutton and you'll taste it even better if you're not drinking. So that's it for the moment. We have to hand over to Sean O'Rourke. Good morning and hello again. Don't forget, Callan's Kicks is on the radio at 6:30. The Toy Show is on tonight. Ryan is back on the radio on Monday. Thank you all. Good morning and go in peace to love and serve yourselves.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.